Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rebecca Heidenfeller, and you recently sent me and Alex Ludwig to Trianum this past July. We traveled by bus through the night with around 40 other youth from Western North Carolina to Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, for a four-day conference with over 5,000 other Presbyterian youth from around the world. I would like to share some of my experiences in worship, small group, and free time activities with you this morning. In worship, we learned new energizers, which is basically a dance like the one we started out with this morning. At different times during the worship service, people from around the world would get up and talk about what was happening in their nation. There was one boy, a 17-year-old from Pakistan, who talked about how in his country, people were being killed for believing in Christianity, and yet he was still at Trianum. One of the best services was that outdoor candlelight service. Now, unexpectedly, when the service concluded, everyone started spontaneously singing as if they didn't want it to end. There were a lot of visuals used in the service. The best one was the one for the vine and the branches, which was a curving vine made out of the words from the scripture. Now, in my small group, there were about 17 of us, all from different states. One of the cool things about small group was the different points of view. Everyone had something to say. Now, my favorite activity was one, you would pick an object from a bag, and then you would get in a circle and you would tell everyone what the object reminded you of from the past week. Now, the coolest thing for me was there were two boys in my small group, and they were obviously not as outgoing as the rest of us, but by the end of the week, they were both talking in front of the group. Now, on Wednesday, there was a movie called I Am. And that day, my small group had been locked out of our small group room, so we couldn't get our sign. And our sign was basically what was telling us that we had to sit here together. So our small group leader said that we could go off and sit wherever we wanted to watch the movie, as long as we were in groups of three or more. Now, one of the points the movie made was we're all connected, but not just with fellow humans, with animals as well. And just like the branches of a vine, I feel as though God has demonstrated how we are also connected to God. Another point made in the movie is how materialistic we have become, forcing us to lose or fight our connection to one another. Now, in addition to worship in small group, there was a place called the hammock. It was basically a prayer room consisting of many different ways to explore prayer. Everyone would get one of these, which is a book where you would write down your thoughts and stuff. And then for everything you did, you would get a bead. Now again, I see the scripture of the vine and the branches as we are all connected through prayer to God and each other. My favorite station was I Am Who I Am, where you would listen to one or two songs and then write down what you thought the songs were saying to you. I Am Among the Ones That Serve is another prayer station I visited, which was talking about serving God through helping your community. One of the other ones I did was I Am the Great Physician, which is focusing on prayer for family and friends that are hurt or sick and stuff like that. My favorite place was the treehouse. The treehouse had Christian charities, informational booths, and camps. As the decoration, there were gigantic balloon trees with ginormous beanbags underneath them. One thing I have to say is I wonder how they kept the balloons inflated the entire time. So one of the tables that was there were visitors from Jamaica and Taiwan. And they featured origami and some games that they played over there. One of the things was, this is a dragonfly, and this is one of the games or one of the toys they would play with. My treat was also represented. It was cool because I could talk to other people from North Carolina. All the different stations representing states and countries around the world connected in one room, just like branches of the vine. As you can see, Trinium was an amazing experience for me. I saw God in many different ways and was able to explore my faith in a safe and exciting environment. I will never read the scripture of the vine and the branches the same way again. I have gained many new friendships and experienced ways to pray, help my community, and become closer to God. Thank you so much for your support and helping me to have this wonderful and awesome experience.